there are some podcasts that I listen to and they have seasons, and it makes it very searchable. It makes it very friendly. So even if they've numbered their episodes, you can kind of gauge, instead of having to sit there and just scroll, you can kind of chunk it and skip to the head of the line.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? And everybody is crying. Everybody is sad. In fact, Julie, I haven't told you this. I wanted to save it for the recording. But actually, three people in the last 4 days have reached out and told me things like, the episodes with Julie are my favorite. I really love how Julie also seems like she hosts the show, like none of your other guests do that, but what Julie constantly is able to speak directly to me as a listener. And third is, I really wish there was more than 12. I'm sad it's coming to an end because those are my favorite episodes.
Aww, podcaster, you're so, thank you, podcasters.
Yeah, so
one podcaster. We've already learned that lesson.
Three listeners have told me in like the last 4 days, a combination of these are their favorite episodes and they wish that they weren't ending. And they love how you ask questions. Oh, that you're receptive to feedback and that you're there to coach them as well. So I guess because they're sad, I'm sad. I was already sad. They like that we have a relationship already. They like the banter and like how we can be comfortable with each other. That also came up this week too, is like one of my favorite things is that you guys know each other and like you can play off each other and just that personality together is really, really helpful. So today's episode 11 of 12. And as we all cry, Julie's got some really good questions today. And I also want to mention something that I follow her social because she just has great stuff on social. So if you're listening and you're like, it sucks that we're coming down to an end, I would like to speak to Julie directly, tell her thank you, whatever it is, invest with her in her real estate deals. Just scroll down, grab her Facebook, connect with her there, and it would probably be helpful because she's a little bit famous, even though she probably wouldn't say that. It just feels uncomfortable to someone as humble as that.
I'm in the presence of you. I'm like, how am I not famous at all?
A lot of people follow her. A lot of people know her. Her podcast is great traction. Her social is getting good traction as well. And there's a lot of people that look up to her. And what I'm saying is, because of some of those things, when you do friend her on Facebook today, right now, send her a message also so she knows that like you came in from the podcast and it's not just some rando. I'm not trying to be offensive. You'll be a rando until you send the message and say, yeah, this is where I know you from.
That's really true.
Yeah.
If you let me know anybody you're connecting with, if you don't know them, if you just say like where you heard them and just say you enjoy something or you want to connect, definitely a difference.
Sometimes I mistakenly reject people's requests. And then later I find, like after I've already rejected it and it's been a little while, I'll find how Facebook has filtered some of those messages and put them in a different place. And the person's like, oh, I loved you on XYZ's podcast. Oh, I listened to your podcast religiously. Hey, my friend told me about you that you could help me grow my podcast. And this is going to be like weeks after I've already deleted the request. And it's hard to go back and request them. So I'm going to...
Do you do it though? It's hard, but do you do it?
I try. But the thing is, I don't always have success with it because I've tried friending people that I don't know very well. And when they don't accept, it like lowers the algorithm for your like ability to be able to reach out. And so you're more likely to be put into spam. And so it's much easier for me when they request me, because in the past, my account was being used for the private message campaign that we do in our company. Mm-hmm. And because we were friending a lot of our clients, I don't even know if I'm using good English, our clients.
I'm drinking water out of a champagne flute. It goes.
Perfect. Our clients' best avatar, and they were all going through my account. And I had like three Filipino virtual assistants that are working, that are logging into my account. You know, one of them might be in Cebu, Philippines. One might be in Bohol. One might be in Manila. And then I've got my IP address from my main computer. Then my IP address from my laptop when I'm, and I travel a lot. So I'm taking my laptop. Then I got my cell phone. And I think because of all of that friending, it's just harder for me to friend somebody. So if I don't catch it when they're trying me, it's hard. But anyway, I don't want to derail it. I want to just say, when you reach out to Julie, just simply send her a message, because that'll probably be real helpful for her to know that you're not just some rando. Julie, you've got some really good questions. And I want to talk about did you already send me that screenshot, by the way?
I did. Yes.
Okay. Where did you send it?
I sent a text message.
Okay. Let me grab it. All right, everybody listening. I mean, you one person listening. Julie, I'm sucking at the things that I tell my listeners.
Do you want me to take over?
I'm sucking.
I think that the podcaster has already spoken. I have declared mutiny on other podcasts before. So, but by the way, that was really good social media support right there. I mean, those are good practices and good things to be aware of. And algorithms are always changing. And being aware, it's so hard to stay on top of everything. So that's a gem right there, because a podcaster who's building the podcast doesn't have time to stay current necessarily on all the social stuff. So
yeah,
that was like a super rock star bonus.
Perfect. Well, your post says, are you passively investing in apartments? I've got all the P's, the popping P's. Mm-hmm. But are you passively investing in apartments? We want to feature you. And then it's got a picture of Julie and then a picture of a question mark person. So it's like this avatar of somebody that you can't even tell like what they look like. It's got a question mark. And then
it's says, a man.
You know,
it's definitely
okay.
You can see it's definitely more of a male.
Yeah, yeah.
Generically speaking, I know.
Although you can't quite tell because it's just a, what do they call those? Silhouette.
Yes.
But it's really cool because it's got the little logo of the Conscious Investor Podcast, the three keys, the play button. And I think it's really super compelling. And her assistant created this artwork and put it into her story. And when I saw it, it was hard for me to not want to say, hey, put me on your podcast. Although I think I've been on the podcast more.
It's okay. You need to come back on the podcast.
But I remember like thinking, dang, this is really effective. And they did a really good job. The graphics were really, really good. So if you're listening and you want to get more guests on your show, call out your exact avatar. Are you passively investing in apartments? The person that Julie works with is somebody who's passively investing in apartments. We want to feature you. It's big and bold. And the U is highlighted a little bit. It's in a different color. We want to feature you. And then it's got that question mark and the graphics, you know, and a picture tells 1,000 words. And the first place that my brain went was this, why is that a question mark? You don't know who your guest is. And I started making fun of Julie. And then I read it because I'm dyslexic. The reading definitely came last after seeing that. And I was like, this is just so effective. And so I PM'd her and let her know that I loved it and that it was really good. And I wanted to share it with you, the listener, today, because that could be a good way for you to get people on your podcast. So I want to share that. And now, Julie, you've got some questions.
Well, I have a rebuttal or whatever. I'm going to add to that a little bit. So a couple of thoughts on that. I have a virtual assistant, but I treat my virtual assistant as a partner because of everything that he is able to accomplish. And he creates that. I don't have to tell him how to create it. He creates the most amazing graphics and takes my ideas and just brings them to life. And I don't have to give much guidance. I was wowed. I take screenshots all the time because I'm just wowed at the caliber. So taking time to hire somebody to do something, if I were to try to create that, it would not look super cool like that. I mean, but he has the time and the skills. And so if you're thinking, listener, oh, I don't have the money to hire, you know, that type of support, you are shooting yourself in the foot. Like, you need to be looking for people to help make your ideas shine. It's really important. And we also put that on other platforms, and I got a fantastic, it filled 2-3 months of the podcast recording schedule over on LinkedIn. So, you know, and then it sparked great conversation. And obviously on social platforms, since we've dipped into that conversation a bit, that trips a good algorithm that supports my profile coming up more often in everybody's feed. So yeah, thank you. And when I got your message, you know, you sent that message like on the story, like, this is great. It was so succinct, but I was like, oh, Adam liked it. I'm on the right path. This is great.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's working out. Did you get anybody to comment on it? I'm curious if you got any investors.
Oh, not investors for my current deals, but
I mean, investors, you know, people that are investing, reaching out and saying that they would come on your show.
Yes. So I have like 2 months of content booked out because of that post.
Cool.
Ready for the big question?
Nope, we're not ready. Okay, we are ready now. Thanks.
Now? Okay. All right. I'm excited about this question because I was trying to decide by nature of shifting the avatar and the profile of, you know, okay, who is my listener? Who am I trying to reach? And being so deliberate about that. And in doing so, now I'm deliberately bringing on passive investors. So should I start a new season? Should I go to seasons? Should I continue to make it more episodic? Is that the right word?
Yeah, I think they don't pronounce the O hard, but yes, okay. Episodic.
Episodic.
I think that's the... Okay. I mean, I'm like the worst at English reading and writing, but ask me 5 + 5. I literally know what that is. Like right off the top of my head, I don't even have to think about it. Well, what is it? 10, I think. Or... ish. It's close.
You got that. I used to teach elementary school. I know 5 + 5.
Okay. episodic, I believe.
Episodic. So I was just trying to decide, you know, which way do we go? Does it make a difference? Is it more better? Okay. I guess all of our English is going out the window. It's a bit easier for our listener to be able to find episodes. Like, what's the best practice here? And why would I do one or the other?
Yeah. First and foremost, the thing that drives me crazy about people that it's not the people, it's the podcast that the person hosts that drives me crazy is that the decision is made that seasons are good because a lot of things have seasons. Literally, our weather has seasons. The market cycles are cyclical. They go through seasons. And then anything that we watch, many of the things that we watch, like, for example, YouTube or no, how about Netflix, Hulu? A lot of those are seasonal. And so like season one kind of has a little bit of a theme and people have really gotten into and excited about doing seasons. I don't mind that at all. I don't mind that people have seasons. What bothers me is that it makes them believe that it's all right. It makes most podcasts think, because podcasts have brains, they can think. It's weird. Just don't want to offend the actual person.
You've done it before. Come on.
I never offend anyone. I'm not like that.
6 months of content, batch it, bundle it, and the season is all recorded, and I can focus on some other things, like in a very concentrated way.
Yeah, well, there's pros and cons that I can see with it. And the biggest drawback is if you stop publishing the podcast for 3 months, you might say, I don't want to work in the summer. You might say, I don't want to work during Thanksgiving and Christmas or New Year's. Like those 3 months are times that I'm going with family. I'm getting out of my snowy place and going to Mexico. There's all of these things that people are like, you know, it's the summer. My kids are out of school. It's too hard for me to record. So when they say it, they're less talking about what gets published. They're less talking about if they're working or not. So let me say that again. They're less worried about if they're working versus if they're publishing. And the problem is, I don't think that they're the same thing. I think your podcast should be published all the time. Like, yes, it should be regularly published. And so if you have a season about passive investors, a season about market research, a season about vetting operators, a season about, for example, I could have a season where it was all about equipment to use for your podcast. Studio. How do you create a new studio? I'm going to make, you know, a season of 8 episodes that talk a little bit about this. And then I'm going to make a season of 12 episodes on all the marketing things that you could do. And I'm going to do another season about 9 episodes about how to ask the best questions to your guest and how to like really extract that and have a good banter and things like that. Not that I'm good at it. So that would be a hard one for me to make an episode about, but I could if I learned it, right? So I'm thinking like, I've got all these seasonal ideas for a podcast. If I did do it, I would want maybe one season to end, for example, January 1st or whatever. And the next season, if I'm doing a weekly, it's already starting on January 8th. So I don't want it to be an excuse of not publishing. I believe it can be an excuse of not recording. If you're doing these seasons, you've got a team, you record them and batch them, and they're out of your way, but you're already starting to record the next one. You're already starting to get that other one going. Whether you record two seasons at a time or you start publishing a season in the middle while you're still recording, however you do it, it should never be an excuse of not publishing. Here's one thing that the big mistake, if you didn't publish, and I hope everybody listening does, you just keep it going consistently. But if you didn't, F you, if what you're going to do is all of a sudden a season ends and your listener has no clue, no idea what's happening. They're confused. They're wondering. They don't even know. So if you did do it, at least can you tell your listener, like, look, we're taking, you know, 2 or 3 months off. You're not going to hear an episode for a couple of months. Don't go away. Keep subscribed, because when we get back to season 5, when we get back to the season about entrepreneurship, when we get back to the season about marketing, you're not going to want to miss it. You're going to want to make sure that you listen to that entire thing. Stay subscribed. I'm taking a break, but I'll be back on this date and this time, coming back to you regular. Like, that is a fine-ish way to do it. That is a kind way to do it. When Ozark, my favorite show right now, I used to love Dexter too.
But when
you don't like Dexter.
Oh my gosh. No.
Okay. Well, I love it. And so that's okay. Everybody has their own personality, and I can be right and you can be wrong. That's fine. No biggie.
In this case, there is a right and a wrong. No.
So with Ozark though, for example, they tell you at the end of the season, like, they might not say it there, but it's easily find outable when you do a Google search or something. And it basically says, you know, we're planning to come back in fall of 2023 or whatever it says, right? We're planning on coming back fall of 2023 for season 5 is coming out at this time. So at least you can easily find that out. The problem is when it just ends and you don't even know if there's going to be another season and you're wondering if that host, that show has let you down. If you're going to have to find another one, you don't know when it's coming back, what it's going to be about. There's no cliffhanger, nothing exciting, nothing keeping you to it. And so that's a big problem, is people think seasons and then they just take 2 or 3 months off. I mean, when I say 2 or 3 months off, I mean publishing. And that does not help your listener at all. So new season, there's a couple questions. Should it be seasonal or episodic? And I believe that either way is totally fine, as long as you don't skip a beat. Or if you did skip a beat, at a minimum, tell your listener. I just do episodic. I've never done a season in my real estate podcast that I sold after 600-ish episodes. In this podcast that, as we're recording, we're approaching 300-ish episodes, getting close to it. So I've never done a season. I've never cared about a season. Yes, my first 6 episodes are podcast course. I mention it frequently, but I don't have seasons. I never need seasons, never want seasons. Don't really understand how it works or if it's going to be very helpful, but it can keep things in a box for ourselves where we can be focused on something that we know our avatar wants, they're looking for, and we can kind of push them all together. So it seems like there's a good potential when we do a season, like we talked about, season of passive, season of podcast equipment, season of how to market your business or whatever, and they are in a row, it does seem to me that you could get a significant amount of multi-listens, because somebody who's definitely interested in that topic, and especially if that season is something that your avatar cares about, because we need to understand what does our avatar want, what do they need, and then we all of a sudden have the, all of these out, and it allows the listener to binge a whole bunch of episodes and consume it in a row because they definitely want to know about that one topic. So well, I guess at the end of the day, seasons seem totally fine as long as they you don't skip. And I think much better also if you are certain that it's a question that your avatar wants to know. And then you can design it that way. I keep mine episodic and I don't see any problem with it. I talk about what I think at that time. I talk about what's going on. I talk about what I messed up with, what the client messed up with, what the client's success was. And I always try to relate it to my listener. So that's kind of how I do it. In a way, you are a season for this podcast. You know,
right.
Episodes 1 through 12, and then she's gone and everybody cries. And so they say, bring Julie back.
So, okay, here's what I'm thinking. By the way, you should let us know. You should vote. You should let us know if we should record more. I'm just curious what people would say. So here's what I'm thinking also, is that if you have seasons, there are some podcasts that I listen to and they have seasons and it makes it very searchable. It makes it very friendly. So even if they've numbered their episodes, you know, sequentially 1 through 100, 1 through 300, whatever, you can kind of gauge instead of having to sit there and just like scroll, you can kind of chunk it and like skip to the head of the line. Oh, that's going to be near season one. Almost like, okay, we're close enough in age to where you can remember going to the library and like the Dewey Decimal System. Come on. Reading's not. Okay.
So I've definitely heard the term Dewey Decimal System. Yeah. I doubt I was ever smart enough to know what it meant, though.
You're totally smart. It's almost like just a way of categorizing and like, okay, this is where this is. And I can easily go to the A group or the Z section and find what I'm looking for. So I think that's what I was thinking. I'm completely with you on that. I would never take a break from releasing episodes. Like in the future, I might release more episodes because you and I both know that that is more advantageous and beneficial to our listeners if we create more content. So I definitely wouldn't be the hit snooze, like, cool, peace out. I'm going to go to the Caribbean for the next 3 months and not record or think about it.
I had a client, you probably know him. He may have been on your podcast and maybe you've been on his. If not, I'll make it happen. He's a really close friend. Corey Peterson, have you know him?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do know.
Corey, he's got a podcast in the multifamily space as well. And I've been jeeping with him a couple times in Moab. And
he's so spirited.
He's just fantastic. The 2 times ago, he brought his wife. Last time, he brought his son. And his son is really good. Like, his son was driving. His son is, I believe, he's 16 or 17. And he's driving pretty much like a professional. Like, he's doing awesome. Anyway, Corey loves Hawaii. His wife, I think, might have family out in Hawaii. I believe she's Filipino, but she's got a lot of family in the islands. And he's, you know, really super drawn to the Polynesian islands. And me too. All of my tattoos are like Maori, Fiji, Samoan, Tongan, and Hawaiian. So I resonate with him. And he went out to Maui, I believe, and for 3 weeks, which is a kind of a long time for a vacation, but it was cool because he had, it was 2 or 3 weeks and he had like 3 weeks of backdated episodes. And when he got back, he got COVID. He got COVID there. And so he lost his voice. He couldn't like record anything. So he took another couple of weeks off and then just randomly, I don't know if it was COVID related or some other random thing, but he had emergency gallbladder surgery.
Oh, geez.
Just at random, right? When I got COVID and soon after getting COVID, I had to get my appendix out. So it's like, apparently there's just stuff like that. So I never know if it was related, but the point that I want to make is it took like 6 or 7 weeks off. And which meant that he basically, he had 3 weeks to go. So he missed like 3 weeks completely. And I'm intimately involved with our, he's a client also. We do all of his advertising. We do all of his editing and everything like that. And because my team looks at their numbers, his numbers were dropping. His numbers dropped and wow. We couldn't get them back after 3 weeks. We couldn't get them back quickly. I don't want to say that I do this to everybody, for everybody, but Corey's been a friend and he's invested a crazy amount of money with my company. I mean, almost close to $100,000 that he's invested with our company. He's always done the biggest packages. He doesn't give a crap about that. He just wants good results. And so we've been working with him for years. He's actually one of our first clients from over 3 years ago. And so I wanted to hook him up. And so basically I put a few thousand extra dollars to marketing and it took like 4 more weeks just to kind of get back to even. And so the moral of the story is even when you're a badass like Corey Peterson, stuff can happen. If you don't have those episodes kind of ready to go, you should. And if you miss them, I mean, it's real consequences. And that was thousands of dollars that got lost out on. Yes, it was me paying it, but that got lost out on. It's just a waste if you're not going to publish. So if you're going to do a season, like whatever you need to do, make sure you're publishing because you can really lose listener base. Julie, what other parts of seasonal podcast did you have questions on? Because I felt like you had more.
Well, really, that was... Boy, I did have another question that I was like, well, that might be our last episode question. And now it's like, speak. What you're talking about, like with Corey, just if I can speak to that for a second, is like, as a podcaster, we run the risk of losing our listener, you, amazing listener, to some other podcast. And you take a break. That's honestly a reason why it's like, you have to produce and you need to be consistent. I know I have like my favorite podcast and it comes out on Mondays. It comes out, yeah, Monday afternoons. And so I'm always like, I can't wait. I feel like they're all my friends, even though I don't know them, because it's totally not a real estate investing space. And so I look forward to that. And I would be so disappointed if they canceled the show or didn't show up. And then I would cry. And then I would go find another podcast that would live up to what that one is. So I don't want to lose listeners through that. It would really stink.
Yeah. And there's two ways to look at it. Because we should have the FOMO. We should feel the real fear of what it's like to go backwards in our progression of our podcast to a point where it might not be able to get there in a normal amount of time. And we should also think about the listener that we most likely care about. Like if we're doing this podcast, we shouldn't just be shitty people. We should care about our listener. Right. And so it's thinking of the being of service and not letting them down. And if you have a podcast, it means you've got something unique to say. If you've decided to have your own authority platform, then it probably means that you've got something special. And that your people need it. And if you stop producing, if you stop publishing, if you quit, if you give giant breaks, if you get sick from COVID, whatever, then you are letting down that listener. And that should feel bad too. Like that, that relationship that you started to build out and build up with, this relationship of trust with somebody who shows up and listens to you regularly, and then you just let them down. That should not feel good to you either. You know, you don't want to lose out on listeners, but you also don't want to let down that person who trusts you. So,
yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, this is interesting because in my mind, I was like, okay, if I choose based off this conversation, if I choose to go with the seasonal, I was like, that could be a lot of fun. I could actually do an introduction and, you know, like, just a short little trailer for that season to say, hey, this is what this season's about. This is what you're going to be listening to. So it sounds like it can go both ways, as long as provided you're like publishing consistently. And there is a like risk if we check out, because honestly, I have this rock star assistant that I've had for several months now, kind of allows me to check out. And I realize, oh, I gotta like make sure I'm still like fully engaged, because like you're to your point, people feel it, people see the difference, and they want you. They're following you and being part of your life because they like you. So yeah.
I agree with that. How about this, Julie? I mean, unless you have questions, do you want to just spend like a couple minutes just pouring into the listener on something that you think they need? What do you feel compelled to say? Unless it's a question.
I'll talk to you, amazing listener, for a brief moment, because you're listening to this podcast on podcasting because you have something you want to say, and you want to say it with excellence, and you want to take that step, and you might be wanting to take that first step. You might not have even bought a mic, which please do everyone a favor and just buy a mic. They're not expensive. Go to growyourshow.com/ what is it? Resource?
Equipment? PDF.
PDF.
If it's for equipment, then it's the PDF that we built.
Just download that. It could
totally be something better, huh?
It totally could. It really could.
Do we need to change it?
You do. I think it needs to be something like equipment/equipment.
You're going to confuse the listener. Now the listener is going to look for the wrong thing, and it's all your fault.
But the awesome team is going to make sure there's a link in the show notes. And this mic that I am using right now was all of maybe $25 or something, and it's so much better than my $150 mic. So, okay, let me go back to what I was saying to you, listener, is that wherever you're at in your progression, take the next step. Don't be afraid. Your courage will be rewarded, and you don't need to take that next step alone. And so I started out solo. You remember that from episode 1 when I talked about my podcasting, and I did everything. I bootstrapped everything. And while it was interesting and I got the show off the ground and it was going, it wasn't growing. And at some point that becomes very discouraging, because you wonder, and I am certain if you are listening to this and you have a podcast right now and you see that you have 25 downloads, you're wondering, wow, great. I'm putting in all this effort and I have 25 people listening to me. Wow, that's really great. And you're just wondering, is this worth it? So you have a message. It's important, because what you have to say is important. So partnering with the right people so that you can grow your show efficiently is going to put wind in your sails and allow you to take your message further, faster, and farther. And that's really, really important. And remember this, maybe the team can link it in the show notes. Remember when I got a sponsor, that covers my expenses for my podcast. So I chose to invest in partnering instead of going solo like I was. And it's been a game changer. So don't be alone. You have a message. It's critical. It's important to get it out further, faster. Make it happen. That's my message.
Feel it. If you're listening, what you need to do is reach out to Julie at her social. The link is in the show notes. And don't miss the next episode. It's just me pouring into you. It's my solo episode that I get to speak with you. I do not want you to miss it. There's some good stuff to come. I'll see you there. You know, I really don't say this nearly enough. I don't mention this, and I feel horrible, because it's a great resource for you to be able to take your podcast to the next level. And it's simply a free resource that I don't need your email or anything. It's just a podcasting course that I created that is ended up putting in the very first 6 episodes of this podcast. So if you haven't checked it out, definitely going to want to just check out those first 6 episodes, see how they can help you improve your podcast, get in front of more people, and have a better result or you're making more money through the podcast, etc. So much can happen after you listen through episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So if you haven't done it, go do it now. And by the way, if you're subscribed, you'll keep hearing more great content. So to those of you who are, I'll see you on the next episode.